Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Feeling is the Secret by Neville Goddard is an influential and concise guide that has captivated readers for generations since its first publication in 1944. Neville Goddard, regarded as a spiritual teacher and one of the most prominent voices in the New Thought movement, distills his teachings about the connection between our emotions, thoughts, and reality into this foundational work. Often cited as one of the earliest books to focus on the law of assumption, it aims to reveal how harnessing the power of feeling can fundamentally alter the course of an individual's life. This book moves beyond dry theory, offering practical and profound insights into how beliefs and feelings shape personal experiences and outcomes. Written in accessible language, Goddard emphasizes that our inner state, particularly the way we feel, directly influences what we attract into our lives. He argues that by feeling as if a desire has already been fulfilled, we can impress this belief upon our subconscious mind and thereby bring our goals and dreams to fruition in the external world. Feeling is the Secret focuses on the mechanics of consciousness and provides tools for readers to consciously create their realities through disciplined thought and imaginative engagement. This brief, yet potent text delivers timeless wisdom for anyone seeking to manifest change, deepen their understanding of personal power, and achieve their highest potential. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of feeling over thought. One of the book's foundational premises is that feeling, rather than mere thought, is the core driver behind creating and manifesting change in one's life. Goddard draws a clear distinction between the conscious mind, which thinks, and the subconscious mind, which feels, emphasizing that it is the acceptance of a feeling as true that imprints a desire upon the subconscious. According to Goddard, thinking alone is insufficient. It is only when paired with a genuine emotional response, believing and sensing the reality of a desired outcome, that manifestation occurs. This principle shifts the reader's focus from simply positive thinking to embodied, emotional belief, encouraging active engagement with feelings that align with one's aspirations. Goddard's instruction invites individuals to cultivate a state of mind that vividly possesses the sensation of success or fulfillment, acting as if their goal has already been achieved, thereby setting in motion the subconscious processes that make it real. Secondly, understanding the conscious and subconscious mind, Feeling is the Secret offers an articulate breakdown of the roles played by the conscious and subconscious aspects of the mind. Goddard describes the conscious mind as the male or active principle, responsible for deciding and directing attention, while the subconscious is the female or receptive aspect, which accepts what the conscious mind believes and brings it to life. The conscious mind makes choices, but it is the subconscious that does the actual work of manifestation. This differentiation is fundamental, equipping readers with the knowledge required to direct their desires more effectively. Goddard guides the reader to plant seeds, strongly felt beliefs or ideas, into the subconscious through repetition and immersion in desired feelings. By sustaining this state, individuals unlock the creative potential of the mind, shifting their reality by impressing desires on the subconscious. This explanation demystifies spiritual manifestation and anchors it in a practical psychology, accessible to anyone. Thirdly, the law of assumption, central to the teachings in Feeling is the Secret, is what Goddard describes as the law of assumption. Where the law of attraction has gained popularity in recent years, Goddard's approach focuses on the assumption of the wish fulfilled. He states that the act of assuming the feeling of a wish already realized is the true mode of creation. This means living from the end, carrying out daily life as though the desired outcome is already part of one's present reality. This shift in perspective reconditions both thought and feeling to harmonize with the envisioned reality, making manifestation almost inevitable. Goddard provides practical advice on mental discipline, visualization, and sustained focus to help readers adopt their desired state. The law of assumption becomes a powerful tool, placing creative authority back into the hands of the individual and demystifying the process of conscious creation. Fourthly, sleep in the subconscious. Neville Goddard uniquely highlights the critical window of consciousness that exists during the moments prior to sleep. He contends that the state in which a person falls asleep determines the impressions that are most powerfully implanted into the subconscious. Since the conscious mind quiets, the subconscious becomes more receptive, making it an ideal time to assume a feeling of the wish fulfilled. Goddard recommends that readers end each day by enveloping themselves in the feeling of success, well-being, or the accomplishment of their goals. By drifting into sleep with a clear emotional image of achievement, the subconscious is then tasked with bringing these desires to fruition, unimpeded by everyday doubts or distractions. This nightly practice is a simple yet profound ritual that amplifies the power of manifestation. Lastly, practical application: cultivating discipline and faith. The book concludes with actionable guidance for embedding the principles into daily life. Goddard stresses the importance of discipline, not merely in thinking, but in maintaining a consistent feeling state aligned with one's goals. He acknowledges the challenge of triggering and sustaining the necessary emotional responses, proposing exercises in visualization and mental rehearsal to support the process. Goddard's approach is not strictly theoretical. It requires readers to develop faith not only in themselves, but in the unwavering reliability of the subconscious to deliver whatever is consistently felt as truth. As such, the reader is tasked with taking an active role in their transformation, becoming both sculptor and subject of their new reality. Through persistence and self-trust, one can reprogram automatic habits of thought and emotion, resulting in tangible personal growth and achievement. In conclusion, Feeling is the Secret stands as an invaluable resource for anyone seeking to move beyond passive self-help platitudes to truly embody change from the inside out. It is particularly suited for individuals interested in personal growth, manifestation, or the practical application of spiritual principles. Whether you are new to self-development or are seeking a deeper dive into the mind's ability to shape outcomes, Goddard's straightforward yet profound teachings strip away needless complexity and provide an actionable roadmap to transformation. This book is especially resonant for readers who are frustrated with slow or ineffective results from positive thinking alone, providing the missing link between intention and outcome: the power of feeling. Goddard's approach renders the sometimes abstract idea of mindset shift into simple, repeatable practices rooted in daily life. Its principles are easy to implement and do not require external tools or costly investments. Everything needed lies within. Purchasing Feeling is the Secret over other self-development books is a wise choice due to its clarity, brevity, and transformative effectiveness. Rather than offering recycled advice or diluted law of attraction concepts, Goddard's work provides the original blueprint for conscious creation that many subsequent texts have expanded upon. Investing in this book is investing in a practical manual for lifelong empowerment, enabling readers to harness their faculties of emotion and imagination to construct the life they truly desire. If you would like to support Neville Goddard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.